Blog Talk Radio.
Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams, live and in the flesh. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those of you who are listening by cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. It's a great Friday. It's a nice day out, sun shining bright, but it's cold. It's very cold. I'm riding this morning, and it's like 11 degrees, 10 degrees. You know, when I left this morning, it was 20 degrees. And as I moved, it went down to 19. Then I looked back, it was 17. I looked back, it was 16 and 14, all the way down to 10 degrees. That's cold. Okay? That's cold. I don't know if I have ever, in my lifetime, gone through such cold weather here in Atlanta. in my whole life. I'm 40-something years old. And so to think about that, 40 years of it, I don't know if I myself have ever experienced this cold of weather. I never have. But it's cold here in the ATL, down to 10 degrees this morning, and I hope we're going to go on a warming trend over the next few days coming into the weekend. I hope we're going to go into a warming trend because, you know, you can have your heat going and everything, and, you know, my mom used to always say, I know you guys hear me say my mom a lot, but, you know, my mom was a great inspiration to me. And she used to say, the gas company is going to charge you anyway. Because they just charge you at this time of year, right? They just charge you. They don't care if you use it or not, but you're going to pay, right? So use it. Pay your bill. You keep your bill paid. Use your gas. You're not going to run out. Use it. Man, stay warm. You know, stay warm. I know I got some friends with gigantic house, okay? 6 bedrooms, 3 stories, huge on the lake, right? But in the wintertime, this time of year, they're walking around in sweatshirts and pants and white socks and shoes, and, you know, they got the blankets out on the couches and everything, and they're trying to keep their heat at a certain temperature. And, you know, but when you, I know, bills high, whatever, you know, but I'm just saying, I want to be comfortable in my own home, all right? And when I invite people over, if you were to come over to my house right now, it'd be comfortable, okay? And that's what I want. You know, I want a comfortable house. I want a comfortable house in the winter. I want a comfortable house in the summer. So I use my gas, because they're going to make you pay for it anyway. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Today's show, guys, is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. I just wanted to, before I get into the title, like I said, take care of yourselves, dress warm, stay warm, and keep your family warm. All right? This cold trend that we have, only going to last maybe a week. Hopefully it's not going to last but a couple of more days. But keep your family warm at home. Okay? Keep your family comfortable, okay? And you guys stay bundled up, wear plenty of clothes, and wrap yourselves up. Stay warm, okay? But that's what I wanted to say. And today's show, guys, I know this is Friday, and it's usually Free for All Friday. But I wanted to do this show. I wanted to do this show for two reasons. Someone asked me to do this show, and, you know, I'd like to find out why. I have some ideas, but if you're a person, if you listen to this show, and you're a parent, that do drugs with your kids, I'd like for you to call me and tell me why. I'd like to know. I'd like to know your reason and all this. But parents who do drugs with their kids is, I don't know what to say, but, you know, my show is about talking from the heart, and I keep it 100% with you guys all the time, and I'm going to do that today. Not going to veer off the path and go a different direction. Not going to step off the pavement and go in the grass. You know, I'm going to tell you how it is. And if you're a parent who do drugs with your kids, call me. Let's talk. I want to know. I want to ask you some questions. I want to see what's on your mind. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Parents who do drugs with their kids and why is what we're talking about today. And, I probably won't get anyone to call into the show. But to say this, when you do drugs, you know, the drugs like marijuana, cocaine, maybe some prescription pills, those are drugs. Maybe it's a needle where you're doing heroin or, it's all kinds of stuff out there, right? And, I know I don't know all the drugs. I know the main ones. But I look at drugs differently, okay? I look at cocaine differently than I do marijuana. I look at marijuana and cocaine differently than I look at prescription drugs and pills. I think that prescription drugs and pills are, and then it's meth, right? And meth has come up to be one of the big drugs, all right? But why would a parent who does meth and they see what meth has done to them? But sometimes I guess they don't see it. But you know, if you're an outsider, you see what meth has done to them. Rotting their teeth. Or maybe the teeth even fall out. Okay? In their face and their skin. They don't have that big, vibrant face anymore. It's sucked in and wrinkled. Okay? And, you know, your weight is gone. You're not that nice, plump, you know, person that you used to be. I'm not saying fat or anything. I'm just saying your skin's stretched and you're looking good. But you lost weight now. You look at your arms and your arms are not, you know, they got this skinny look to them. And they, you know, you can, and the skin's tight. Okay? All you see there is a muscle. 50 pounds. Because the meth have people there where they only want to do meth. They don't want to eat. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to do any housework. Nothing. They just want to do meth. Talk trash. Right? So, but then they bring their kids into that. Why would you bring your kids into a drug or to a drug that has treated you the way it's treated you? Why would you do that? As a parent, why would you bring your kid, not someone else's kid, your kid into an environment like that? If you're doing drugs, if you're doing meth or something like that, you need to have it away from home. You need to be doing it away from home, away from your kids. Okay, so they bring their kids into it. They sit at the table in the kitchen and they do the meth with their kids. Some of them fight their kids because, you know, they're getting the drug and they're not. The kids got enough money to get them a $10 rock crack cocaine, but they don't have any money, so they can't get them a rock. And the kid gives them a little pinch of their rock, and they keep that big pinch of their rock. And they're, you know, sitting in there smoking together, but they smoke up their little piece of rock. And the kid's still over there smoking. Hey, let me hit that. Kid like, no, I gave you something. Do what you're going to do. Do what you do. I didn't kill that already. Okay, well, I'm sorry. But I'm hitting mine. I got to keep going because I got to get rid of this. I got to get where I'm going, right? And so you're sitting there doing drugs with your kids. You want some of what they have. And you start talking strongly to them. And you don't give me a hear that stuff. I'm going to kick your butt right here, right now. Give me a hit. And they'll go at it. Right? Why? Why do you do that? Kids sit around and their parents are in the basement smoking weed, smoking marijuana. And the kid come down and sit down and sit with them. They passing it back and forth. What kind of thing is that? Right? With your kids. Not with your friend, not with your girlfriend, your wife, your coworker, your kid. Your kid. Okay? Cocaine. They're doing cocaine. They got a line of cocaine here, and the kid comes down. Come on over, man. You can do this. I'll do this. And they do cocaine together with your kid. Not your wife, not your girlfriend, not your coworker, your kid, your kid. Okay? You're 40 years old. They're 17. Maybe even younger. Now, like I said, I view drugs differently because they are different. I view marijuana differently from I do cocaine. I view marijuana and cocaine differently than I do meth or heroin. Okay? They're all drugs. They're just different kinds of drugs. Right? I'm going to tell y'all a story before I get off the show, but they're different kinds of drugs. Marijuana, I think, is the safest drug. Okay? I haven't seen, well, I'm sure I've seen someone, but I haven't seen someone that said, hey, that's a pothead. How can you tell? How can you tell that he or she is a pothead? Can't tell that. But you can see someone and say, hey, you look like a crackhead. And you probably hit the nail on the head. Y'all with me? He probably a crackhead. You see the teeth in there. again, and you knew them a while back. But when they started smoking that crack, you lost contact with them. And then you see them again on the street somewhere one day. I'll never forget. I'll never forget an old friend of ours that went to college with us. Okay? This is a true story. My wife and I, we walking downtown. We walking to somewhere. I think we were going to something at the Fox Theater. And this guy just pops out of nowhere. He pops out of nowhere. Hey, Frank, what's up, man? And once he noticed that it was me and my wife together, he kind of started backing off because he didn't want her to see him like that. I could see him like that, right? Yeah, that wouldn't have bothered him so much. But he knew my wife, so he didn't want my wife to see him like that. So he started backing off, and he took off. Okay? And I said to my wife, hey, that's old boy from college. You remember old boy from college? I ain't going to say his name. You remember such and such from college? We went to college together. He's on the street. Now, I'm going to back up a little bit here because, he had lost his mom not long ago, maybe a month before I saw him again. He had lost his mom. And I guess maybe he was in a funk. He was in a state of depression. And usually people that are in a state of depression, they go to drugs or alcohol. I believe that he was in a state of depression where he turned to drugs. And he turned to a heavy drug. I don't know what he was doing, but I could guess that he was smoking crack. Because that's what he looked like. He looked like a crackhead. Like I said, you know, there's a difference between marijuana, cocaine, heroin, crack, and meth, right? But I think the least addictive, but the least drug, the lesser of the evils is marijuana, right? And so, like I said, you can't. And the call-in number, guys, is 1-800-015-8834. But you can't see someone and say, ha-ha, he a piehead, right? You can't tell that just by looking at someone. But I guarantee you see someone on the street and they walk up to you and you say, man, you look like a crackhead. And that's the difference. Y'all with me? You know, when you smoke crack, you start losing your teeth. Your teeth start rotting, and like I said, you lose weight, and it's a lot of symptoms, right? But what's the symptoms of smoking marijuana? Smoking pot is, you know, maybe your eyes are red a little, or you know, you're eating a lot. The munchies, they call it, stuff like that. But what I'm saying is, why do that with your kids? Why? Did your parents do that with you? If they did, then I understand, okay? Because you're riding on this trend. You just, I don't know what I'm trying to find here, but that's what it is, right? Like in the projects, people that are on welfare, they teach their kids how to get welfare, how to live off welfare, right? And then they teach their kids how to do that. That's some of the things that happen when parents do drugs with their kids. Or they do drugs. If your parents did drugs with you and now you're doing drugs with your kids, then I understand. That's how it is, okay? Now, I had to get to be a grown man before I started to drink with my kid folks. okay? And what I'm saying is that I could go in the kitchen. All right, I'm an adult. I could go in the kitchen or wherever, and or I could bring in a bottle of liquor or some beer into the house, put it in the refrigerator, and I could go in there and get me one and crack it any time. And my mom didn't trip, right? But before that, my mom didn't let me do that. She may have had her drink, but I couldn't drink. No drugs around. But all I'm saying is, you know, you got to have some standards for your kids. Because you don't want them to do drugs with their kids, with your grandkids, right? So don't do drugs with them. And like I said, if your parents did drugs with you, and now you're doing drugs with your kids, I understand. That's what you know. But, you know, this hard stuff, man, crack and meth, it not only will ruin your life, it'll ruin your family's life. And so, I don't condemn or I don't know if I'm saying it right, but of course I'm not with, people doing drugs with their kids, of course not. But like I said, if you've been through that life and that's what your parents did with you, that's all you know. And I understand that. I wish you'd break that cycle right here, but I understand. Okay? I understand. Now, I hope you guys have a great, great weekend. I know some people that are listening to the show, they were eager for me to do this show, and I did the show. Y'all understand where I'm coming from now. But maybe we'll have to do something more on this subject. Anyhow, I want you guys to have a great weekend. Remember, bundle up, okay? And I'm not talking about cable. Bundle up. Put plenty of clothes on, wrap up, and stay warm. And, of course, like I said, keep your home comfortable. This not going to last for 5-6 months. It's only going to last a few more days, and we'll be back to normal. All right? Love you guys. Take care of yourselves. And, again, take care of your families. Stay warm. Have a great weekend. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
for you to see. I'm about to go, and behind you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget it, reaching my phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. I'm a woman taking up my time.
Oh,
how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. How? When you know that you never number two. Number one gonna be number one. I'll be good. I wish I could.
Yeah.